Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this, the final class in this six-week series on the Brahma Viharas, or the divine abodes, these qualities of an awakened or an awakening heart, qualities of loving kindness or metta, compassion, karuna, sympathetic or appreciative joy, mudita, and then the fourth, equanimity, upekkha, which we'll be discussing and practicing this evening. So I'm really happy that we've come this way together and coming to the end of our 6 weeks together. I've kind of a little bit of sadness of coming to the end of this time together, and trying to be with it with equanimity, holding the joys and the sorrows as this practice of equanimity invites us to do. We'll begin, as we have done in the previous weeks, with a period of meditation, and invite you to find a comfortable, relaxed posture in your chair. You might let your eyes close and relax them as much as you can, relax the muscles around your eyes. Let yourself arrive. Just feel your body here, in this room, in this space, in this chair, feeling the points of contact, feeling the pressure where your body touches the chair beneath you, chair behind you, feeling maybe hardness, or maybe in places some softness, roughness, smoothness, perhaps some warmth, feeling the sensations of your feet touching the floor beneath you, feeling the temperature of the room. Perhaps connecting with the warmth where your clothes touch the skin. Maybe more coolness where the skin touches the air. So letting yourself arrive. You might touch into, experience your breathing. There might be some tightness if you've had to hurry to get here, or if you've had a busy or a stressful day. Just notice it if that's present. You might take a few full breaths just to invite in a sense of relaxation and ease. Deep in breath, and then on the out breath, releasing, letting go of any holding, any tension, as much as you can. You might just silently say to yourself on an in-breath, calm or ease, and on the out-breath, calm, ease, or breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. You might just feel in the body the way in which we can tighten up, maybe at different times, maybe many times during the day where we've felt we have to force ourselves through certain activities or experience difficult encounters or hurry to do things, and the way the body and the mind get into a kind of tight place. So just notice if there's any of that. Probably for most of us there'll be some sense of tightness, some sense of a kind of fight or flight. You might feel it in your belly, the tight muscles. You might feel it in the chest with a kind of shallow breath. So it's really helpful at the beginning of a meditation practice period to just invite a quality of relaxation, calmness, ease. We're just shifting out of the fight or flight mode into the more of a relaxing, being at ease. So as much as you can, give yourself permission to be here now in a calm and relaxed way. If there are things that are on the horizon that seem worrying or anxiety producing, just see if you can breathe into the feeling that comes up with that. And you might just let those concerns be on one side for this time. You can come back and visit them later. And if they do visit you, just to hold them with kindness. In the same way, if there's something that happened that feels unresolved, you might put that to one side. And if it visits you, the memory, just let yourself feel whatever's coming up. And let it come and stay for a while and go. So not feeling you have to resolve issues of the past or the future, but just letting yourself be here, open to this moment. And as you sit here, see if you can meet whatever comes to you with an even mind. With a quality of acceptance, just allowing what's here to be as it is. Not clinging on to anything, not resisting. And we'll do a meditation that invites the quality of equanimity, beginning with ourselves and moving outward to include others. You might begin by just silently saying, may I be balanced, may I be at peace. May I be balanced. May I be at peace. Inviting yourself to meet whatever arises in your experience, whatever comes up, with a quality of balance, of peace. Welcoming the guests, as the poet Rumi says, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. So whatever comes up, can we meet it with an even mind, with a peaceful mind and heart? You might reflect that everything in your experience, everything in our experience, everything in our world comes into being and passes away. The joys and the sorrows, pleasant and unpleasant, events and circumstances, people, animals, buildings, everything comes into being and passes away in time. And using these phrases, if they're helpful, may I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I be balanced and peaceful. If you like, you can find your own words and phrases that resonate with you, inviting this quality of equanimity. May I be at ease with the arising and passing of all things. May I be balanced and peaceful. You might allow to come to mind whatever conditions in your life are in the forefront of your consciousness. Relationships or health or finances, whatever. And just invite this quality of equanimity in relation to all of these events and circumstances and conditions. May I find peace and balance. Amidst the arising and passing of all things. If there's a particular situation that's challenging, you might invite, may I find peace and balance in this situation or with this person? Letting yourself touch into the feelings in the body, the emotions that are connected with this situation or person. You might put your hand on your heart or your belly if that's helpful. Connecting with the life that's here. May I find peace and balance in this situation or with this condition, or in the arising and passing of all things. And you might allow your thoughts to go to others in your life, those whom you're close to, family or friends, and sending wishes of equanimity to them as they arise, the image of a person, holding them in your heart and mind. May you know peace and balance amidst the joys and sorrows of life, or amid the changing conditions, the arising and passing of all things. May you know peace and balance. Amid the joys and sorrows, or amid the rising and passing of all things. May you be balanced and at peace. It may be that a particular person comes to mind who's going through difficulties or changing situation. And feel free to stay with anybody, just sending these wishes. May you be balanced and at peace amid the joys and sorrows of life, or amid the changing conditions of life. May you be balanced and at peace. And you might let the quality of equanimity and peace grow and expand out to include others. Just whatever feels most resonant with you right now. People that who've helped you in your life, who've cared for you. And just let the images come to you, maybe people more distant. Might be people in public life or people who are suffering. May you know peace and balance amid the joys and sorrows of life. May you be balanced and at peace. As with any of these meditations, it's not necessarily the case that the qualities that we're inviting, that we'll actually feel them right now. But we're planting the seeds. And right now, if something different comes up, see if you can meet whatever arises with quality of kindness and acceptance. Just letting this moment be as it is. In this practice of equanimity, it's important to remember and reflect on the fact that each one of us is responsible for our lives, that our suffering and our happiness depend on our own actions, and that we can care about others, but we can't control the choices they make. And so there's a reflection in this equanimity practice that can at times feel a little bit cold, but I think is an acknowledgement of a deep truth of how things are. And it goes, your happiness and suffering depend on your actions and not on my wishes for you. Your suffering and happiness depend on your actions and not on my wishes for you. This can be a particularly valuable reflection when we care about somebody and maybe see that some of their actions are leading to suffering for them. And so we can dearly want their well-being. And we can do whatever we can to support that. But in the end, we each own our own choices, our own karma, our happiness and well-being. At the deepest level come from the choices that we make, how we meet our experience. Your happiness and suffering depend on your actions and not on my wishes for you. And still we wish each person happiness and joy, loving kindness. May you find balance and peace amid the joys and the sorrows of life. May you find balance and peace amid the joys and the sorrows of life. May all beings everywhere find balance and peace amid the changing circumstances of life, amid the arising and passing of things.